I don't know if I'm supposed to be talking about this stuff, but, you know, my husband works in corporate finance, so he's hiring interns. So he's been getting all these resumes, Raven. I don't know if we're just out of the loop or are people just nuts right now, but they all have this new section on their resumes, and I don't know if it's a thing, and it's called skills and special interests, right?
Oh, I've heard actually a little bit about this. People put, they can put weird stuff on there, right?
So he forwarded me one of the resumes the other day. He sent me like a snapshot, not of the guy's info, but like of like his skills.
Yeah.
Here, let me read them to you. This intern, now this is a paid internship, yeah. A good paid internship. Basketball, okay, cool.
That's a hobby, okay. Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino and cinema. Oh, all right.
I mean, that's kind of more like a leisure activity, but okay.
Breakfast sandwiches.
I mean, I do love breakfast sandwiches, but I'm not sure I list them as an interest. Is this a spot to be funny on the resume, too? Is that what's going on here?
Know.
What else?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That's their favorite
show. It's a favorite show, I guess.
Okay.
He said he had another intern, same age, like, you know, like in like seniors in college, that he wrote that he like curates beef jerky. Or something like that.
Takes a lot of discipline to do the jerky right.
I mean, he was telling me that, and he was like, this is the first time this has happened, where like several resumes have all come in with this special skills section, and it's just, everyone is getting wackier and wackier.
Well, this is the new refresh, I guess, on resumes, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would be your skills or hobbies that you would list? I mean, if you had to be out there in the working world again. Because it's been a while. I mean, you've been here 12 years, right?
I can't even remember the last time I went on a job interview.
That's what I'm saying. So you don't have a resume or anything.
My last resume was updated in 2015, and I did it 1 week because I was bored. Not even because like I needed it.
I thought you were going to say Matt and an old co-host.
No. Let me think. My special skills and interests would be choreographing Latin music in my head.
Okay, right.
Because I was a fantastic Zumba instructor. Mm-hmm. I could come up with a whole routine driving to class in my head and then just be able to do it.
Like, all right.
Watching cooking shows and knowing immediately that I'm not going to like the recipe that they're working on. And not even bothering with it.
Are you just copying the ones that this guy had and just coming up with your own thing?
No, I don't. I don't like breakfast sandwiches that much. I mean, I would write like pizza. Like, I like pizza. Like, that's certainly a special skill and interest. I could do that. Drinking socially. I don't know if I should put that on my resume.
Right.
I like to hang out with people at bars. Like, I don't know. Is that normal?
Oh, man.
What's yours? What's your special skills or interest on your new age resume?
Pacing around in circles in my garage, acting like I'm out there doing a project so I can just have time where I don't have to listen to anybody wanting something.
Great.
I'm a virtual gold mining hobbyist based on how much I watch Gold Rush and those Alaska shows.
Oh
yeah, I'm also a virtual survivalist too.
Even though you've never left your living room. You're definitely hired. The one thing that streaming services have done well, to my detriment, is these documentaries, because I watch them and they just stay with me. What was the one that still gets to you when you think back about it? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, my cousin Angela, she watched one of those meat documentaries last year, and she's been a vegetarian ever since.
I remember you telling me that.
I'm terrified that I'm accidentally going to come across it and watch it, and then I'm never going to be able to eat a burger again.
Stay away from that.
Yeah, but this weekend, I watched the Bikram Yoga documentary. It's about that crazy guy that created this type of yoga that's done in a room that's heated to 105 degrees. And listen to him.
If I need women, I can make a line, the most beautiful, famous, rich women in the world. If I have to sleep with women, then I have to sleep, you know, 5,000 girls every day.
5,000 women a day want to sleep with you?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's a great class and all, but.
Oh, for years I went to this class where I sweat and I was disgusting and it smelled and I was in torture.
Yeah.
And I thought like, oh, this guy knew what he was talking about. He was going to clean my insides. The guy's a predator.
Yeah.
And I've been watching it, and I watched it, and I was like, oh my gosh, for years I did this for literally no reason. I felt terrible about it.
That's the thing about a wolf in sheep's clothing, right? They
yes.
really do fool people out there. I was at a party this past weekend, and documentaries came up, and all of a sudden we had struck across one of my favorites in the last couple of years, my octopus teacher, and my friend who was there by himself, grown man, in a suit and all that. We were telling our other two friends that they have to watch it, like immediately, you have to watch this tomorrow, and my friend exclaimed, it made me cry.
Yeah.
It made me cry, man.
I love that too. Here, listen.
A lot of people say an octopus is like an alien. But the strange thing is, as you get closer to them, you realize that you're very similar in a lot of ways.
I remember it first came on. I sat in the corner of my ottoman, like for a second to like, you know, pay attention.
Sure.
And 2 hours later, I was still sitting in the corner of my ottoman. I hadn't moved.
Right, right. The first minute, you're like, am I really going to do this?
Oh, and then you're in.
Then you're fully in. You're fully in.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the documentary that stayed with you?
It was Super Size Me. I couldn't eat fast food after that. I still can't eat fast food. It just, it stuck.
That's why I won't watch it. I won't watch it.
What? you won't do that to yourself?
No.
You want to keep the McDonald's rolling in?
You know, like, I love it.
Isn't that the one where he ate McDonald's for like 30 days, right?
Yeah.
As I remember, too, that was one of the first like documentaries that really had people talking like that. Yeah. I'll still eat it no matter what.
Right,
and even when I saw them making burgers out of the pink paste and on some other thing, whatever that was, I'll still eat burgers. I don't care. No matter what they're made of. If
delicious.
It looks like a burger, smells like a burger, great. Give me that burger.
Yep. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was that documentary that like moved you forever?
Oh, definitely Free Solo. I was in shock. I couldn't breathe. I had to hold my breath.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure I texted you, Anna, when I watched Free Solo.
And you're the reason why I watched it, because you were so like obsessed with it. And I didn't think it was that. You were holding your breath. Like, I didn't understand.
I was sweating the whole thing. I'm not good with heights. I don't even know how they got the cameras up there. Like, who's doing all that nonsense? And then his girlfriend, you know, every day, is he coming back? Is he not coming back? Why is he talking in all these vague terms? Definitely going to die. Oh, Free Solo. I'm still not climbing it. I don't care how motivational it is. I ain't climbing nothing.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's that thing that drives you nuts? This is the chance to just get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. You just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Raven, when you hear that today is International Women's Day, and the first thing you say is, isn't every day International Women's Day? That's all I need to know about you.
Who said that? Somebody you know? I mean, who would dare to say that? Seems like it would be a dangerous thing to say, especially
like
in the modern era. Just keep your mouth shut if you have that to say.
A lot of guys will roll their eyes and say things like that, and I can think of seven off the top of my head, and
really?
I don't like it. Yes.
And they're not going to say it to you, are they?
Probably a few of them.
All right. Well, just stay out of the way today. Celebrate, International Women's Day. It's a great day.
Yes. The greatest day of all days. Out of all the days ever.
Okay.
See what I mean? See? Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to say a word.
Right.
I mean, I'm smart enough to know that it's a dangerous premise. If you say, you could say something joking and find yourself in deep, deep trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Just shut your mouth. If you have nothing nice to say, just shut your mouth. What do you do today? I mean, would you do something special? Are you hanging out with your girlfriends today? What are you doing? Anything to celebrate womanhood?
Not really. That was it. Basically, just talking about it. Yeah.
Just mentioning it, right? There's no. What is a suitable celebration for International Women's Day anyway? It's like a parade, hula hooping, Spice Girls movie. What?
Why was this? Why did you go to that? How about now conquering the world?
Great.
Pay raises and things like that.
I just didn't realize that was going to happen this Tuesday.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Right. No,
see how quickly that happened?
I think today is a good day to just, you know, empower each other, let each other know that you're supported and you're loved, and maybe posting pictures of you and the strong women that have influenced you in your life. I think that's an important thing to do.
What a nice idea.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. That's all I need to know about you.
When you're sitting for a light and there's a whole row of cars, and the car comes all the way up from the turning lane and cuts in front of everybody. That gets me so mad, it's not funny.
Even though the rest of you guys are going straight, or you're talking about like when lanes are merging?
When we're turning, and the other guy is supposed to be going straight, he cuts in front of everybody.
Oh, yeah. No, if you pull over in front of somebody's car, if you're breaking the actual law, then yeah, that's not cool.
I always think those people just didn't know that they were in the wrong lane. I give them the benefit of the doubt.
That's what you think?
They know, because where we are, they know, believe me.
You'll see the same car four times a week. Right. Ann Raven, that's all I need to know about you.
Hey, if you scrape your teeth on your fork, that's all I need to know about you.
I don't like when people put the knives in their mouth.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like when people like put knives in their mouth and they like eat something off a knife or they like bite the knife. It's like, what do you have? You have like a murder wish?
Sometimes I'll use the point of the knife if I feel like I've got something in between the teeth right there.
Ew.
I'll just do it.
That's
if there's
dangerous.
Nobody watching.
You could take out your entire gum that way.
You open beer bottles with your teeth.
Well, right, because it's rounded edges. Like,
I mean,
sharp object like that. I wouldn't even put a toothpick in my mouth. That's dangerous.
I mean, look in a mirror, man. Don't lecture me. I thought you meant the knife in the mouth, like sideways, like James Bond villain or something. They put it in their mouth and then they jump.
No, and people are like, you know, they eat with off the knife.
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. What's that thing that drives you nuts? Therapy is a weird thing for a lot of people. Like, what do you do to cleanse yourself, to feel better, to move on with your life? Ironically, what Raven and I were both doing this past weekend, for some people may seem therapeutic. Mm. For me, it's an emotional roller coaster. The average person spends $300 on clothes that they never, ever wear. Raven and I both cleaned out our closets this past weekend.
Do you think that's like annually? That's not, I mean, in a lifetime, I mean, it's certainly more than that for me. I have bought clothes that I have never even taken the tags off some
of
that stuff.
Absolutely. So I was thinking the same exact thing. They were saying like, this is in a lifetime, but for me, I think that there's a lot of clothes that I buy that I have high hopes for.
Yeah.
That I think, like, this is beautiful. It's a good price. One day I'm going to fit into
That's
it.
That's right.
I'm starting my diet tomorrow.
Ambition clothes.
That's my gosh.
I call those halo items, is that you aspire to be great, and that way at some point you'll be able to wear that. My wife just bought me a shirt the other day. I tried to put it on. I can't breathe in it. The buttons are all spread apart.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, you don't have to return it. I'm going to get into that thing. She's like, no. No, you're probably not. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Maybe I'm not. Take it back.
Oh,
good idea.
It's like going through your history when you have to go through your clothes to get rid of things and make those big donation bags. And for me, like, there's so many pieces of clothing that I absolutely love.
Yeah.
Like, I look at them and I hold them up and I loved the way they look. They represent a time in my life where I was confident
right.
and young and beautiful.
Sure.
And then I go to put them up and I just can't get them over my thighs.
Right.
It's just they're stuck right there.
And you haven't worn them in 4 years at this point.
At least.
It's time for them to go. First
thing I do is I call my 13-year-old daughter Hayden in, right? Because I'm trying to find the way that there's a reason to keep them. And I was like, Hayden!
Do you like these?
These jeans are coming back into style. You want to try them on for mommy? They're size 4.
She's
you
like, no, mom, leave me alone.
Oh my gosh. Remember when we wore the jeans that were way too low? That like you could see, like they were like.
Yeah, the low rise.
The low rise.
The hip huggers, right? Or whatever they are.
Where like the thongs would come out the back.
Yes.
I had a pair of those. I mean, they bring me back to being 22 and clubbing in the city and all that.
Yeah.
I called her in. Hayden, come try on these jeans.
She's like, ew.
Mommy used to love these jeans. And, you know, she's like, I don't want to. And I'm like, no, you have to. And then she puts them on.
Yeah.
And she's like, there's something wrong with these.
Right. They're broken.
You can see my underwear, Mom. I go, you know what? You're right.
You're right. There is something wrong with these.
They're going to go in the donation bin.
Yeah. I just cleaned out my closet and drawers because I had nothing, no space left, basically, because I've held on to too much stuff. You know, I've got too much stuff like that. So, but I did mine, you know, I did it again this weekend, but I've been carrying around a couple bags in my car for like the last month. Like, I mean, because it's a process. And so the other thing is like, you know, I want to just donate them. But do you know that how many of the bins that are out there now, like they're actually for resale?
Yeah.
It's not for Goodwill. It's not for the church or something like that. It's somebody somewhere who collects all these clothes in a warehouse and then puts them online and sells them. And that's against my principles. So I'm waiting for the right donation box. So I'm just driving around with these items in my car.
Well, my big giant garbage bag got donated, but I was so excited when I read this and I was like, you know what? Raven still has it in his car.
Right now,
I have them strong. Like they are thrown all over the studio floor. We're going to take a video of this. We're going to go through Raven's donation clothes. That's coming up next. This is so much more eye-opening than I ever thought it would be.
I told you were going to love this.
I didn't even open the second bag yet.
Is that the one with the shoes or not? The one that's open?
No, I haven't even gotten to the shoes.
Oh, man.
All right, so the average person spends $300 in their lifetime on clothing that they'll never wear. Raven and I both agree that we think it's probably a lot more than that.
Way more.
If you're like at TJ Maxx or Marshalls, like you can just buy things because it's inexpensive and you're like, oh, I'll wear it. And then you never wear it.
I'm always the type, too, where if I even think that I like something, I buy it. Because I know when I go back, it ain't going to be there.
So Raven and I, ironically, both were this weekend, we're cleaning out our closets and making like the donation bags and making room for spring and all that. And I already had dropped off my stuff and it was gone. But Raven had mentioned that his bags were still in his car. So mm-hmm. I said, go get them. Let's go through them. All right. Let's talk about some of the things in your donation bag.
All right. Here we go.
Not one, but two 49ers jerseys.
Yep.
One for whoever Smith is and one for whoever Davis is.
Alex Smith and Vernon Davis. Vernon Davis, that's a good jersey right there.
So why are you getting rid of them besides the fact that...
I'm too fat now. Too fat now. They're too tight. Too fat. They're too tight.
Okay. All right. Moving on. You're...
I mean, I can put them on, but I can't breathe.
All right, well, you know what's
But I'm thinking about bringing them back.
Oh, my God.
Because that's the halo item.
Here's
again.
The best part. I have laid out all the clothes across the studio floor, and we're going to have a Raven's donation bag fashion show a little bit later on that we'll post on our social media at Anna and Raven on Facebook and everything else, Instagram, whatever.
What are some of your other favorites in there?
How about your Affliction t-shirt? I want to know, what club were you going to with this? It has gold, like mm-hmm. the gold foil on this t-shirt.
Night.
And there's a dragon that might also be an eagle head and, of course, a skull. Because
always a skull. Always a skull.
Yeah,
Velvet.
What clubs did you wear that t-shirt to?
Velvet, Brickyard, yep. Any of those spots, yep. Or to both of those, yep.
Then, on the other side of the spectrum, mm-hmm. there's a Chaps old man sweater. That's an extra large.
Let me see it.
That still has its tags on.
Where's that one?
It's in the back. The one in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Was that for Christmas?
That was for Christmas.
I knew it.
It was from my mom, like, I don't know, 5-8 years ago, something like that. And I didn't want to get rid of it because I feel so bad because my mom gave it to me. She has this different vision of who I was at that time, right? Like, here I am at some Vermont lodge or something, you know, having a hot toddy in that sweater. That's not my life.
Moms love to buy things that are Chaps. It's like the only time you ever see Chaps is like when your mom buys
it. That's it, right?
Yeah. And then you have a black t-shirt that says, I drink and know things, Game of Thrones.
Right. Peter Dinklage.
Why are you getting rid of that? That seems like a keep that forever. You don't even sleep in that?
I don't wear t-shirts with slogans, really.
Uh-huh.
I did sleep in it for a while. But mm-hmm. again, I needed the space, you know? Yeah. If it doesn't bring you joy, you're supposed to get rid of it.
You have so many of the head handkerchiefs, too. Yeah. And I just didn't picture you as the guy wearing the head handkerchiefs.
I never was. But that's the thing is, so I got them in all these various colors. I don't remember where I got them. I really don't know where I acquired all these things. But then I held on to them. I was like, maybe I'm going to need that. It's like a matching hat for your Timberlands, except, you know, I never actually wore it.
Why do you think that the donation bin wants your used gross socks? There's so many socks in here.
I don't know why the socks are in there. I think I just threw them out thinking that it was a throwout.
There's
area.
So many socks.
Yeah.
And some of them have holes. And I was like, nobody wants your whole socks.
No, I think they were trash.
Yeah.
I mean, they mistakenly went in the bag. But there's some great quality items over there.
Oh, great quality. I can't wait to go through bag number two. That'll be coming up later today on the Anna and Raven show. Want to save some money on gas? Yeah. It's a ton of money.
It cost me $55 to fill the tank in my little car yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a 13-gallon tank, $55 with regular.
Yeah, my husband was like, he came home last night and he looked like a tear in his eye.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's wrong? And he's like, it was $70 to fill the truck. I'm like, $70? American dollars?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Right, right. Yeah, and it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
That's the worst part. It's going to get worse.
No more doomsday. This is what you got to do to save some cash. The U.S. national average has just set an all-time high record, $4.10 a gallon, beating 2008's record, up 50 cents in the last 7 days, which is terrible. Let's just move on with our lives. But there's some things that you can actually do to save money during this period. There's some things that you can do while you're driving and mm-hmm. some things you can do when you're filling up. Let's start with when you're filling up.
Okay.
Okay. First, get your gas early or later in the day. They say that a lot of the gas stations compete with one another. So if they see that the guy down the street is charging 10 cents less, then a lot of times they'll reduce their prices too. So they want to make sure that earlier in the day is when they set those prices and later in the day is when they set those prices. Raven doesn't believe this.
I don't. I mean, I really don't. You make it sound like the 50s where the guy who owns the gas station is out front watching down the street with binoculars to see what the other guy is doing. Everybody is just too busy in regular times nowadays, every day. And the person working there, they don't own the place.
You should never get gas on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. The earlier in the week that you can get your gas, the less expensive it is because they're less busy. That's what it says on 100 different websites. That's what it says.
All right.
Here's an argument my husband and I had last night.
Okay.
Don't use premium if your car calls for regular.
Yeah.
So, like, when the lady told me that one of our cars needed the high octane nonsense, the 93, right?
Mm-hmm.
I told her that was fake news and it didn't matter. And then she told me that she works at the car company and I have no idea what I'm talking about. And she was somewhat accurate when she was saying that.
Well, some cars definitely are going to perform better on premium gasoline, right? And it can create NOx and stuff like that. Will actually, you know, decrease your fuel efficiency. But higher octane gas, as I understand, burns faster and hotter. So don't quote me on that. I'm not a gas refiner or anything like that. But, I mean, I've been told that before.
All right, these are the things you can do while you're actually driving. I like that we just keep saying what all the experts say, and then Raven just shoots them down one by one.
Because, I mean, what are we talking about here? A cent difference anyways? 2 cents? 3 cents?
This is what you do when you're driving to save gas. Ready? Accelerate gradually. Don't be an aggressive pedal pusher.
Because that's bad for me.
When you push the pedal too fast, it burns more gas. And Raven, you are an aggressive pedal pusher.
I am.
Yep. Avoid stop-and-go traffic. Of course, depending on where you are in the country, that's impossible.
Right. I mean, how are you going to avoid it, right? I mean, nobody wants to sit in traffic. We don't choose to do that.
Don't ride each other's bumpers, because that's when you have to slam on the brakes a lot of times, and that wastes gas.
But wait a minute. What about drafting? All right? Now you're blocking the wind for me. This is like NASCAR. So if I'm drafting you, I'm right on your tail. You're blocking the wind for me. I got to get better gas mileage that way, right?
Avoid idling. If you're going to be stopped for more than 10 seconds, you have to kill the engine.
I mean,
Seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, and then what about your starter?
And here's my favorite. Reduce the weight in your car. The heavier your car is, the more gas you need. We just have to stop eating, guys. That's it. That's because we all got to go on diets. I don't know.
Good luck. I hope we get through this.
Yeah. Is Raven out of line? 1-800-330-9999. You're going to decide, because I'm saying right off the bat, he was wrong to do this. Go ahead, Raven. What happened?
I've felt weird about this all week. So I've got a couple friends that are recently separated. And when I say recently, I mean like really, really, really just like happened. Okay. And while I'm out the other night, I run into one of those friends and somebody else has approached them to have a conversation. Somebody of the opposite sex. And what do? I immediately interject and step in because I've had plenty of beverages and I'm probably a little bit too loose of the lips. And I say, no way. And I break up the conversation, thinking in my head that I'm stopping a mess from getting messier.
So
basically,
you thought that they were going to have a romantic relationship and you didn't think your friend was ready for that, given the situation.
You know, I'm not sure if that's the case one way or the other, but the separation is so fresh that maybe I'm thinking they're going to get back together, too. Just don't create a bigger situation than the one you've already got.
Raven, your friends are separated. They're adults. They made a decision. I mean, you're like the kid that thinks your parents are going to get back together. Like, that's not your business.
Wow. And so good of you to smash the kid that dreams their parents will be reunited. I mean, I don't know. Am I alone on this? Should I have just kept my mouth shut or what?
No, I'm 100% on your side, dude. You got to do it. And listen, just being real, you guys know that I went through this recently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as short of a time as it has been that your friends broke up, they're not ready, man. I had friends do that when I got separated. It needs to happen. It's too short of an amount of time. You did the right thing, right?
Producer John, I'm constantly telling you, you're not ready to get in a relationship, and you're on the prowl every single weekend.
That was not the first couple of months, though, afterwards. That was not the first couple of months. It was a six-month period before I really actually started to date again.
I mean, for the first few months of John's, like, separation and everything, we were making fun of him because we didn't know what was going on.
Well, he didn't tell us.
Right.
No,
I mean, so
I didn't tell you because it's a heavy thing.
Right.
You gotta be in the right headspace to even start telling people about it.
Sean, what do you think? Do you think he was right to get in the middle of that conversation?
I think it's going to depend on what he said to his friend. I think a good friend will interject and say something, but it's a matter of opinion. You know, it's a matter of what the friend feels like they need to do for themselves. I think Raven's saying, hey, listen, just think about what you're doing. That's what a good friend does. Yeah.
But you know, Raven, you admitted that it seemed innocent, that they were just having a normal, like, friendship conversation.
I mean, the whole thing that's been sticking with me is she turned to me and said, that's what you think of me. And I was like, you know what? Wow.
Well, because it's hurtful.
I've had a lot of fireballs tonight. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have gotten in this conversation.
Fireball.
Yeah.
That's what gave me the pause and made me think about it. I don't know. It's like seeing somebody getting ready to go into a car crash or a train that's coming down the tracks that's not going to make a turn in time. Like, sometimes you just know that there could be disaster right around the corner.
I would just say your friends are adults. And they can make their own adult decisions. And at sometimes you need to just back up and hold your tongue.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that would have done exactly what I did.
Is Raven out of line? 1-800-330-9999.
I interjected myself in the middle of a conversation between two friends the other day who were having an innocent conversation, really. But the reason I did it is because one of them is recently separated. I mean, like, over the last couple weeks. And I don't know. In my head, I'm thinking, if I could just head things off at the pass, maybe they're going to end up back together.
I just think it's two grown adults. You can't put yourself in the middle of that like it's a high school relationship.
Yeah.
They can make their own decisions. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Is Raven out of line?
I'm not minimizing Anna's opinion in any way, but as long as you did not create a bigger scene, but did it kind of on the side, you did the right thing. You created a scene, didn't you?
It wasn't a scene. I just, you know, I mean, one or two people might have seen me, but, you know, I mean, not a scene, but, you know, I was seen.
I mean,
you know
Raven's
I mean?
Loud. Have you ever seen him? Heard him?
Right,
yeah. He doesn't do anything quietly.
Right.
Thank you. I did what I thought was right at the time. Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Was Raven out of line?
Oh, definitely, for sure. You know, just live and let live, and it's none of your business. Like, I feel like there's more to a lot of jealousy. Well, who knows? Maybe there's attraction. I don't know.
I mean, but what if I know the wife? You know what I mean? I mean, I know both of them. It's not like I, you know, it's not like I just know him and don't know the ex.
Well, that makes it worse.
They're gonna be the ex or not?
You're like the child that's trying to get them back together and holding hope. Like, they're grown-ups. They've made decisions. Why are you trying to get involved then?
I'm just trying to be exactly. Your situation is messy. Don't let it be messier at the moment.
Hi, do you think Raven was out of line?
Yeah, Raven, you're out of line. It's none of your business. And if they're separated, they're separated. And it sounds like you made it awkward, and it wasn't before you did. What's up with that?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's something that happens when you're like 22 years old, not when you're a grown person. Like, you made your own decisions. I agree with her. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Is Raven out of line for separating his friend from a potential girl?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's out of line. I mean, it's not his business.
I mean, the votes are with you. It seems like most people agree is that it's really none of my business. But I just thought, again, I was doing what was best at the time. Alcohol changes everything, right?
Here's what I know about you, Raven. If you're put in this exact same situation again, you'll do it again.
I might.
What are the unwritten rules of going to a concert? 1-800-330-9999. The World Health Organization has turned their attention to this, Raven. Our hearing.
Is anybody still listening?
Somebody is. It's important. So they have issued new global guidelines for concert venues, saying that the average sound level should be below 100 decibels to protect people's hearing. Now, just to give you kind of perspective, the average rock concert is more like 120 to 130 decibels.
Say what? I can't hear you.
Exactly.
So many concerts.
And they say that the venues should add quiet zones for people, somewhere that they can retreat to get away from the noise. Yeah, the bathroom. That's where you go.
Yeah,
the
you
bar.
Run. It still kind of cascades down those old concrete hallways, though, man. I mean, I think about it, some of the concerts I've been to. I went to a couple that were so loud, not even the bigger shows, like in a club where the sound of the bass actually made you had to, like, leave to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It was like, I mean, it would move your entire body.
If you're going to a concert, it's going to be loud. Like, let's just accept that's the reality of it. That's what it is. That's what a concert is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some unwritten rules of concerts. We asked on our Facebook page, Dave wrote, tall people should always sit in the back.
They're not allowed the best seats. Sorry.
Jason has a really good point. Don't hold up your phone and record it. The guy behind you doesn't want to watch it through your Galaxy screen.
I mean, it really has gotten out of control. And I know that we record these things and think that we're going to watch them or whatever, but you never really watch them. You post them and then you move on. Can't we just say that one person will post it for all of us? We can all share it. One person at the venue will post it, and the rest of us will just be tagged. Yeah. How about that?
Pamela wrote, don't get too drunk. People pay to see the artist show, not yours. I mean, I guess it's true.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
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 I used to stand on the chair and everything.
Good, Raven.
I mean, right?
Oh, you're the guy that everybody hates.
Oh, come on.
1-800-330-9999. What's the unwritten rules of concerts?
I really only have one. Just don't stand up. Don't stand up if everyone around you is sitting down. Don't. Just don't.
We've had this debate before, Raven, and I know that people get fired up in both directions. Somebody's got to be the first person to stand up if there's a great song on.
Amen. Somebody's got to be the first person to stand up and stay up the entire show.
Right.
It's a concert.
Yes.
I mean, if I'm at Elton John or something like that where there's going to be some ups and downs, that might be one thing, but knowing what I would have paid for those tickets to be at like Elton John or Adele or something like that, I'm going to stand the whole time because I want to be closer.
I almost got into a fight with, well, it wasn't me, it was my husband, with these guys at a Billy Joel concert because we were standing up. The people in front of us were standing up, so we couldn't see, so we had to stand up to look over the people in front of our head, and it's Billy Joel. We're all singing along. It's a feel-good time. The people behind us wanted to fight. They were like, sit down! And I was like, buddy, I paid just as much as you did for these tickets,
right,
and I want to see.
Well, that's the thing about Billy. He'll be there every single month, so you can just come on back.
What are the unwritten rules of going to a concert? 1-800-330-9999. The World Health Organization just said that they should have, the venues should have quiet areas and that the decibel of music should never exceed 100. But an average rock concert, it's 130 decibels.
Yeah.
People know if you're going to a concert, it's probably going to be loud, right?
I don't have a problem with a quiet area. Go to the concession area. Go to the vendor area. But I don't know.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Unwritten rules of going to a concert.
Singing. Like, you cannot sing louder than the artist themselves.
This weirds me out when I'm at games. So if I'm, like, at, like, a stadium event and there's the person next to me and they're actually just screaming, like, and they're not making any words. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're not saying anything and you're just screaming, it's just off-putting to me. Like,
I have to find this video. But you know what the problem is? A couple drinks in.
Yeah.
You think you sound good.
You sound just like them.
I have this video of me singing at a Kelly Clarkson concert where I would have sworn that, like, you couldn't hear me. It sounded just like her. That video, when I look back at it, is humiliating.
You're harmonizing with her.
Yes.
In your mind.
Yeah.
Right. But that's not how it's actually happened. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What are your rules at the concert?
Don't bring those dumb signs and your flags. Like, it's just so rude. You can't do that. It's not 1995 anymore. Stop blocking everybody.
First concert I ever went to was New Kids on the Block. It was a big day.
What did your sign say?
It said, NKOTB rocks. We had spent, my cousin Angela and I, all weekend making our signs, right? We get to the arena and they won't let us bring them in.
Oh, my God. Crying girls at the front gate.
No, we were so excited. We left them right in the dumpster.
Threw them right there.
It took us 36 hours to make those signs. Right. All right, let's go.
36 hours to make them. 22 seconds to make the choice.
NKOTB rocks. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What are the unsaid concert rules?
When you're in the middle row at a concert, don't keep getting up and going to get anything, but especially beer. You know, just go to the beer stand, grab as many beers as you're going to consume, and stay seated and enjoy the show. Continually getting up, first off, anything, bathroom, anything. Take care of business before the show starts.
I'm going to need more beers. There's no way. There's no world that I can carry enough beers back to my seat that I'm going to be good through the entire show.
I'll sit four rows back and take an end seat before I'll try to get a middle seat. Like, it has to be the last seats in the house because I just don't like having to bother people to get up every time you have to go in and out. But there's usually, like, stop sets or, like, in-between songs that are not as popular that you can kind of make that escape if you have to, if you're sitting in the middle. But when you're in the middle of a good song and you're screaming and all of a sudden you hear the, excuse me, and they got to, like, squeeze by you, that is the, it's the worst.
Get one of those beer hats, you know, with the funnel.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, I found it. I don't know. I found my Kelly Clarkson clips. Hold on.
Please do.
But I didn't listen to them yet. Hold on.
You're going to preview them?
There's three of them.
Go.
Hold on. I think I sound
like,
just like her.
Nah. You were holding the note out there for a minute.
Oh, there's another one. I do sound like her there.
I didn't even hear you.
Yeah.
That's how you sound
like
her.
That's how good.
Yeah,
how about this one? This one. Last one. These aren't so bad. I actually sound good. Maybe that one wasn't as good.
It's no, like a sick cat.
Thanks to you. Just like Kelly Clarkson.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Brad and Melissa. Melissa, let's start with you. What's going on?
Hey, so we are getting married. Very exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we're excited. We've been engaged for 4 years now because the pandemic kind of put a kibosh on everything. So we're excited to get this going. And we're signing with a wedding photographer, and he offers a $400 additional charge to Photoshop all of the photos. Mm-hmm. And this guy, you know, he's done magazines and stuff before, so he's like really, really good. I want to include that in the package. And my husband, or my to-be husband, doesn't want to. I think it's a good idea, you know.
Brad, what's your side of this?
It's $400 extra on top of a $1,200 charge just for the session fee. And all it is just like, you know, if you want to look thinner, if you want to like cover up stuff, like, dude, why go for $400 extra when all you need to do is just take the picture? It, you know, it's not about being vain or anything. It's just our wedding day. So I don't see the problem in just taking the photo.
Yeah. I don't know. $400 for Photoshop on all your photos for your wedding sounds like a bargain to me, to tell you the truth. You're talking about prices that most people don't even get close to. So if this is a published, decent photographer and they're offering you $400 for touch-ups, take it. Take it. You're going to have, I mean, that's
not
less
even going to look like that.
No, it's less than $1 a photo. I mean, if they're, listen, if they're going to change your leg placement, all right, if you're going to take 50 pounds off of you, then yeah, but that's not the fault of the photographer. That's the fault of you. You guys have to be specific about what it is that you're asking for. I mean, if they're just going to smooth your skin or make your hair look right or take away that yellow tooth of yours, like, I mean, that's a bargain, man.
You know, I have like the acne scars on my face, and I just feel like, especially for a couple of photos, like the close-ups and stuff, like I want them to just like smooth my skin out just a little more, because like these are gonna be pictures I look at for the rest of my life, and I want to frame them, obviously, and I want to feel good about how I look in the pictures. And I agree with what he says. I think it's an incredible deal for, I mean, there's gonna be thousands of pictures, honey. Like, there's gonna be thousands of pictures, and if he's willing to like, help us go through all of like the hundreds that we're going to pick and then Photoshop them. Like, that's incredible.
You're already beautiful as it is. We're already paying $800 for the makeup people. If we're going to get close-ups, why are we paying the makeup people? We should just cancel the makeup people if we're going to try to do Photoshop.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, makeup can already only do so much, you know, like, I just want, like, the perfect images, you know? Like,
all right, let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Brad. Like, this whole adding Photoshop to your wedding pictures is ridiculous. Like, it's an added fee, and, like, you look how you look. You're beautiful. You're glowing. Why would you want to spend the extra cash for him to make you look like somebody different? Yeah,
I'm sure you're perfect, yeah.
But they may see Melissa's side, too, where it's $400. It's an investment, but you're going to love your photos, and you're going to love the way you look, and that's how you're going to remember that snapshot in time.
Yeah, I mean, keep in mind, guys, you guys are going to be dressed to the nines. People are going to put makeup on you. What about the seven other people standing next to you in the photo? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Brad and Melissa are getting married, and no, they're paid for their photographer, but the photographer says for $400 extra, you know, I can add Photoshop to this package. And Melissa's like, yup, sign us up. Make me look as flawless as possible. You know what? Right. Take off 15 pounds too while you're at it. Brad is certainly not on the same page.
I mean, I get how Brad is feeling, right? I mean, it's an expensive time when you're getting married, and I'm sure that he's stressed out about that. But, you know, when the day is over, he's going to have to live with the way that she feels about these photos. If she's not proud of them, they won't be displayed, they won't be up, and it will be a regret in her mind.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
Oh, my gosh. I'm on the woman's side. Oh, $1,200 for a photographer and only $400 for touch-up? That's a bargain. The lady in my office just got married, and she's spending like $10,000 on the photographer. It's crazy.
Yeah, no joke. I mean, honestly, I really don't know anybody under like $3,000 or $4,000.
Yeah, it's just when you keep adding things on, I know that number gets higher and higher, and it's so easy to say, okay, and then that number is astronomical, but
sometimes you got to say okay, though.
I guess I have to say, there's a lot of apps that pay, like, you pay like $3, and they can make you look pretty good, you know?
On a photo posted onto your Instagram. I don't know if that's your wedding photos on your wall.
True. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Brad and Melissa are planning their wedding, and they've already hired their photographer, but the photographer has come back and said, you know, for $400 additional, I do Photoshop, too, on all these pictures. And Melissa's like, yup, sign us up. I would love to look 10 pounds lighter and get rid of all these acne scars.
I mean, I don't know if he's going to change your entire body, but just touch-ups on your face and anything that might be out of place, that always seems to make sense. Brad doesn't think so. All he sees is the dollar signs, right? There's a whole lot of bills coming in. We don't need to spend this. You're having your makeup done. You're beautiful. They'll be great.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm on her side. Listen, the cake, the food, the drink is down the toilet next day. The pictures are going to stay forever. I would cut down on the booze, on the food, but not on the pictures. That's what you're going to have for the rest of your life.
You know, you can't get cheap at the end. Weddings are expensive, and right. If you've decided to have a hall and you've decided to invite a bunch of people, you know, there's other ways that you could have saved this money. $400 is really, it's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, but for a lot of people, that's a lot of money.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm going to have to be on the side with the wife. He has to start now. Happy wife, happy life, you know?
Oh, there's always somebody that says it. Somebody.
Just the stamp of approval on anything that your wife ever says. And in this case, I agree with you, sir. I mean, the $400 is money well spent. But I hate that phrase.
Yeah.
I hate it.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I am with the bride on this one. All right. So I know dudes don't usually care about this stuff, but brides do. And these are her wedding photos. And if she needs to feel more secure because the photographer has the opportunity to go back through and touch up stuff for $400, you're talking about a lifetime of her looking at those photos and never saying, oh, I wish they looked better. Oh, I wish I didn't have this. Oh, I wish this, I wish that.
Right.
You're going to have her happiness for the price of $400.
Don't let the dollars hold up the cents. You are correct.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Melissa, our audience agreed with you. You're going to find added fees everywhere along the way, and this is just one of them. And it's something that means a lot to Melissa. She wants to love the way she looks on her wedding day, and she wants to look back on this time and love those photos. So just make the investment.
Absolutely. Yay. That makes you really happy. Honey, I promise you, you're not going to regret it. You know how sometimes, like, when you're shaving, you cut yourself or something, like, what if that happens that day? Like, you could just Photoshop that out, and then it's great. Like, you don't have to worry about that being in the pictures. It'll be great. You'll be happy we did it.
All right, babe. Whatever makes you happy.
One piece of advice, Melissa, get the raw images and the edited images. That way, just in case he's not quite as good as he says he is with the Photoshop, then you've got something to fall back on.
Okay.
If you have a problem, send an email. CouplesCourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,500 thanks to Discover Card. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Kirsten, you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Good luck, Kirsten.
All right. $2,500 on the line. Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Number 1, the new Hurdle app is like Wordle, but for music. What company recently bought Wordle?
A New York Times company.
Number 2, it was $128.5 million opening weekend for The Batman. What actor played Batman in the Dark Knight trilogy?
Christian Bale.
Number 3, it's International Women's Day. It's a movement for women's rights. What American woman was an icon in the women's suffrage movement and was arrested in 1872 for casting a vote when only men were legally allowed to vote?
Really, Anna?
Oh, come on. You have to know this. Number 4, Harry Styles. Harry Styles has named his first model for his new beauty line, Mick Fleetwood. What's the name of Harry Styles' new beauty line?
Oh, my God. Really, Emma?
I mean, really, Kirsten? Number 5, according to a new survey, R.E.M.'s Everybody Hurts was named the saddest song of all time. The second saddest song was a song originally written by Prince, but was remade by Sinead O'Connor. What song is that?
Nothing compares to you.
All right. Kirsten, you think I'm going to give away $2,500? You got to earn it. All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Well, those were hard.
I mean, number three, we should know. We are women. Come on. All right, number... Ready, Raven?
Yeah.
Kirsten got 3 out of 5.
All right, let's see how I do. $2,500.
Number one, the new Hurdle app is like Wordle, but for music. What company recently bought Wordle?
New York Times.
Yes. Number two, it was $128.5 million opening weekend for the Batman. What actor played Batman in the Dark Knight trilogy?
It's Christian Bale, best Batman ever, until I see the new one.
Yes. Number three, it's International Women's Day. It's a movement for women's rights. What American woman was an icon in the women's suffrage movement and was arrested in 1872 for casting a vote when only men were legally allowed to vote?
Oh, gosh. I should know this. I'm just going to take a shot and say Harriet Tubman.
It's Susan B. Anthony.
Sorry.
What is wrong with you guys?
All right.
All right. Number four.
I was standing right next to her, so right, I should remember.
I mean, it's Susan B. Anthony. Number four. Harry Styles has named his first model for his new beauty line. It's going to be Mick Fleetwood. What's the name of Harry Styles' new beauty line?
Adore You? I don't know.
It's pleasing. Yeah. You need this last one to tie, Kirsten. Number five. According to a new survey, R.E.M.'s Everybody Hurts was named the saddest song of all time. The second saddest song was a song that was originally written by Prince, but remade by Sinead O'Connor. What song is that?
Nothing Compares to You.
Yes. You guys tied at 3 today.
Woo!
I mean, it's Susan B. Anthony, guys. Like, that was one that I knew Raven would get wrong.
I'm going to deflect and say she should have had that one.
Yes, I agree.
Should have. Not a good day. You just ruined my day.
Well, here's the good news, Kirsten. You're going to get an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Yeah, that will be my fourth one. Thank you.
We'll put another $100 in the jackpot. Tomorrow, you're going to have your chance at $2,600.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
Put it with the rest.